The P-40 was America's top-of-the-line fighter at the outbreak of World War II and was made famous by the Flying Tigers. Ron Fagan of Granite Falls, Minnesota, is the owner and pilot of a P-40, which has an unusual history.
This one came out of Russia. It was shot down by ME-109s, and it laid in a dry lake bed up until 92, and then it was salvaged out of the lake beds in 92 and brought back to Tipton, Kansas, where a crew worked on it for 15 years, and then we purchased the airplane and worked on it the last 2 years to finish it off.
Fagan has five more P-40s in the process of restoration. They're in various stages of disrepair. He bought them from another collector who had been accumulating parts and airframes for many years. Restorers are always on the outlook for parts. Fagan says it's important to keep the old planes flying rather than just showing them in museums.
It's history, and I think it's more important for young people and people get to hear them and see them fly and hear them run. I think it's amazing.
Fagan says the thrill of flying the P-40 has never worn off, and he likes to see the reaction of children.
I think the kids get a kick out of them because it's unusual looking. They're not really high-tech, they're low-tech, and they're different, and a lot of kids like to get a kick out of that.
Fagan is a little younger than his plane, which was built in 1942. He says the younger generation is carrying on the tradition of preserving and flying the warbirds. The oldest member of his restoration team is just 28. Also on display at Oshkosh are hundreds of home-built planes, antiques, and classic aircraft. John Powell, Wisconsin Public Radio.